Greetings. Good afternoon. Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. College anti-Israel agitators could be sent to Gaza under new House GOP bill. Wow. Fox News. A new House Republican bill would send any person charged and convicted for illegal activity on a college campus to Gaza for at least 6 months. Andy Ogles, Republican of Tennessee, introduced the bill on Wednesday alongside Republicans Randy Weber, or Representative Randy Weber, Republican Texas, Jeff Duncan, Republican South Carolina, in response to the ongoing anti-Israeli demonstrations on college campuses across the country. Several of those protests have turned violent, with clashes between police and activists, as well as hundreds of activists being arrested across multiple campuses. While Ogle's bill text does not mention Israel or the anti-Israel groups, it specifically targets unlawful activity on college campuses after October 7th, 2023, after the beginning of the war. A woman was arrested in an anti-Israeli protest on the University of Texas on Wednesday, and those convicted would be forced to serve a minimum 6-month community service sentence in Gaza, where Israel is currently waging a brutal campaign to eradicate Hamas and rescue the remaining Israelis that the terrorists took hostage in October. Students, quote, have abandoned their classes to harass other students, disrupt campuses. Campus-wide activities, including university commencement ceremonies nationwide. Enough is enough, Ogles told Fox News Digital. That's why I introduced the legislation to send any person convicted of unlawful activity on the campuses to an American university, on the campus of an American university since October, to Gaza. Send them to Gaza to complete a minimum of 6 months of community service. If you support terrorist organizations and you participate in unlawful activity on campuses, you should get a taste of your own medicine. I'm going to bet that those pro-Hamas supporters wouldn't last a day, but let's give them the opportunity, Weber said. It was Ogles before. But the bill is likely to face uncertain odds in the House, where Republicans hold a minor thin majority of just one seat. Even if it passes, the Democrat-controlled Senate would almost certainly ignore it. It is an example, however, of the heightened tensions racking the U.S. over Israel's war with Hamas. So, that's interesting. That should get the eyes of the protesters. Possibility of being sent to Gaza humanitarian work for 6 months. I'll tell you what, they won't last a day. They'll melt down. American people are weak in the mind, especially these individuals. The Soros paid, the Rockefeller brothers paid, agitators, they definitely should be sent over there, I think. These type of people, I think it would turn their lives around. Hal Turner, there was an article, the Hal Turner radio show, former U.S. Joint Chief of Staff Mark Milley, he explained that the Israelis' mistake is that they are killing civilians too slowly. This is Mark Milley. And the article is, Mark Milley tells Israel how to kill Palestinians faster. So he's saying that the Israelis are killing civilians too slowly. I feel terribly sorry for the innocent people in Gaza who are dying, but we must not forget that we, the United States, have killed many innocent people in Mosul in Iraq, and that we, the United States, killed 12,000 innocent French civilians. We destroyed 69 Japanese cities, not including Hiroshima and Nagasaki. We killed people in huge numbers, innocent people who had nothing to do with the government, men, women, and children. War is a terrible thing, but if it has any meaning, if it has any sense of morality, it must have a political purpose, and it must be achieved quickly and at the least cost, and you must do it quickly. Well, that's quite a comment by Milley. He's true about the United States and our campaigns against peoples of the other countries, people in the world, and he's suggesting that Israel should do the same thing. Israel is not committing genocide. Israel is at war with terrorists who are hell-bent on destroying the Jewish people internationally, taking over the land of Israel. They want it all. They want all the Israeli Jewish people murdered. They want all of the land. They want to eliminate any thought or any... the name of Israel must be removed too. No mention of the name of Israel ever in the future. These people have been patterned from the time they were young in hatred. You can't unpattern them. You can't retrain them. The MK Ultra, these individuals that have been in these programs, you can never deprogram them. You can't deprogram these people. Once they have been tortured to the point where they have split personalities, you can't rehabilitate them. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
The Tree Farm's early spring tree and shrub sale now through Mother's Day. See what's on sale at thetreefarm.com. Choose from thousands of shade trees, evergreen trees, fruit trees, and more. And the Tree Farm has thousands of white, pink, or red flowering trees, including spring snow, fruitless crabapple, and a lot more. And you always get free professional loading. The Tree Farm's early spring tree and shrub sale now through Mother's
Day.
Come see.
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Hello, Church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station, and I've got a newsflash for you today. Neither Donald Trump nor anyone else on this planet is going to be the savior of this country. We are only saved through faith in Christ. Romans 5:1 says, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And 2 Corinthians 5:21 tells us, for our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. The only way to turn things around is not through anybody in this world, but by repentance and turning back to God. This is what we're talking about at the Feeding Station. So come join us at godsfeedingstation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
Bad Moon Rising. Another article out of Daily Mail. Pro-Palestinian protesters at George Washington University called for the beheadings of school administrators before hostile clashes with police over ending their Gaza encampment. On Tuesday, activists condemned GWU President Ellen Granberg and Provost Christopher Bracey to the guillotine. Bracey, we see you. You assault students too. Off to the mother blank blank gallows with you. So this is Hamas. This is the attitude of Islam, of jihad, and now on the campuses in the United States of America. Jihad. Heads off. Let the heads roll. This was one of the favorite ways to murder people through the centuries. It's an Islamic method. Not all in Islam are this way. The majority, yes. The radicalized jihadists, absolutely. They cannot be rehabilitated. I'll give you an example. Ted Bundy, or these people that are in prison for their lives, for the rest of their lives, that are serial murderers, that have murdered who knows how many people. Bundy, never did I think at the very end, Bundy said that if you let me live, I'll tell you where 50 more, I think it was 15 or 50 more bodies are. But these people in death row cannot be rehabilitated. Psychiatrists in this country, they agree, but they won't come out publicly because they're psychiatrists. They make money by changing the lives of people, by helping them psychologically to fit into society. Integrate, rehabilitate these people. It's impossible. Why? Because these conditions are spiritual. They're not just a psychological, a natural experience that can be turned around. It's demonic. There are spirits involved. It's a spiritual matter. It goes deep into the heart, deep into the soul, so deep that you can never, ever change it. Christ even talked about people that have a worm. He used the word worm, like a parasite, that cannot be removed in the soul. You can't, no matter what type of natural methods or antibiotics, you cannot remove this type of this condition out of the heart of man. It's impossible. And these people, they need to be exit this world. In the book of Revelation, there is a time coming, I believe, I'm going to talk about it in the future, that we're going back to the good old system of in the way that you kill somebody, you will die in that manner. If you are responsible for someone going to jail unrighteously, you're going to go to jail also in the same way. The death penalty may return to this country. So these pro-Palestinian protesters, this spirit is now in this country. This spirit is now in the United States of America. It will always be here. Ellen Granberg, let's see here. No, I'm sorry. So a leader with a microphone led chants of guillotine and said to the board of trustees that was charged with having a vested interest in the genocide of the Palestinian people. They stated, "The people," meaning these protesters, "we find you guilty." The chants continued, "I hope that all the money that you receive that is going to help you will basically help you when you're rotting in jail." The calls for the guillotine came 2 weeks into GWU's Gaza encampment, with the university administrators growing frustrated with demonstrators after they refused to bring it to an end. Last Friday's footage showed students at the facility on campus with raised eyebrows as large numbers were seen participating in an Islam call to prayer on the campus. So now they are praying on the campus. The Islam call to prayer. We're in a world where there are no answers. The people that are behind the scenes fueling this actually the groundwork for what is happening presently was laid at the beginning when they began to lay the concrete, the foundation for what's happening today, began January 20th, I think it was 20th or 21st, 2009, with the election of Barack Obama. The change master, the individual that would bring change to the school children of America, that was in 2008. And many of these young children that were Obama educated through the American education system, the young children, some are probably in these campuses presently. And Obama's program was from first grade to high school to senior high, and then even into the colleges. So it was a successful. The change during the Obama years was successful. And this is what has happened. Part of the change is a woke culture. Part of the change was a sexual revolution in a very negative way. LGBT, etc., etc., etc. It was successful. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. If the tree is good, it bears good fruit. If the tree is evil, the fruit is evil. So we see what kind of tree was planted in Washington, D.C. in January 2009. The people, the individuals that voted in that election in 2008, you might say, have a hand, have some responsibility. The people of this country that wanted change, well, we've sown to the wind, we've reaped the whirlwind. Then you have, that began in 2009, open anti-Semitism, anti-Israel, what would I call them? Well, you could just see that Barack Obama was scolded openly by Benjamin Netanyahu in his first term. Obama decided to basically attack Netanyahu and Israel. Netanyahu came to this country and gave a, I think it was a over a 30-minute history lesson to Barack Obama. And Barack Obama, when it was over, didn't have anything to say. This is why this administration still hates Benjamin Netanyahu to this very day. And this is not a Biden administration. This is a continuation of Barack Obama. It's a continuation of his policies, the spirit of who he is as a person, the hatred that he has for the Jewish people, for the nation of Israel. Even his hatred is evident for the people of this country. You know, there are people who feel that Barack Obama is racist and against the black people even, racist against the white people. And the change that has taken place in this country is because of the 8 years of his administration and the policies in America's public education. And so we have a whole generation of young children that don't function, can't function. There are more people that went into the Obama giveaway programs. I remember even the Obama phone. All of the programs to give away everything free to minorities, to anyone that would vote Democrat. That hasn't changed. This administration presently is not a Biden administration. Biden does not have the qualifications. He does not have the personality. He doesn't have the character to actually be the president. There's nothing. He is not presidential material. You do a psychological profile on him. You do a profile on just his abilities, his skills. He has no skills. And the world is watching, and the world is in amazement that the American people believe that he is the president of this country. The nations of the world are, I don't know if I want to use the word in shock. They're dismayed. They're perplexed. They're wondering, why don't the American people see what the truth is? Well, you have 40 years of brainwashing that have taken place in this country. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Moving Day, A Walk for Parkinson's, is happening this fall in your area. Moving Day from the Parkinson's Foundation is a fun and inspiring fundraising event that celebrates exercise and unites the community in the fight against Parkinson's disease. Events may look different this year to keep everyone safe, but we can't wait to come together for a good cause. Parkinson's doesn't stop, and neither will we. Learn more and register for an event in your area at movingdaywalk.org.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Garden with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
Did you know that 6 in 10 Americans are suffering with chronic disease? Join us for an enriching experience featuring esteemed speakers such as The Highwire's Dell Bigtree, renowned farmer Joel Salatin, medical rebel Dr. Lee Merritt, pioneering naturopath Dr. Henry Ely, and many more. With a diverse lineup of over 15 speakers, 55 vendor booths, and an anticipated 1,500 attendees, this summit is your gateway to authentic solutions for healthier living. Don't let this chance slip by. To enhance your journey towards well-being, discover healthier solutions, and connect with like-minded individuals. Get your tickets now for June 1st at the Scenic Ranch in Loveland, Colorado. Call or text 970-475-4083. That's 970-475-4083. Or visit naturallyinspiredhealthsummit.com.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Monday through Friday, from 2 to 3, the Present Truth Program. Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program. These podcasts and others are on 1360khnc.com. Join me on Sunday. When I remember the night that Barack Obama was nominated for the to be the running mate for the Democrat Party right here in Denver, Colorado. And the stage, the occult background on that night where he came to be the Democrat candidate for President of the United States, the occult setting that night. Where, of all places, right here, Denver, Colorado, the high place in the United States of America, Denver, the occult center Boulder is in a cold center, but not like Denver. Denver is mile high. He was inaugurated. The whole world, basically. I remember watching that evening. I just had a grieving in my being. I'm just thinking, something's happening here that is not good. And then he becomes president. We were living in Las Vegas, Nevada. And the economy took a dive. And this country was turned over, I think, into the hands of the Prince of the Power of the Air. And Colorado has more demonic, satanic destiny in the future. We're going to be the center already. You had DIA already in place, the New World Order headquarters, many have stated, with all of the occult symbolism, underground, hidden secret tunnels, chambers, whatever you want to call them. From the air, it was designed in the pattern of a swastika. Too many occult features to be ignored. Something has changed in this country. And like I've stated before, Donald Trump was he was the eye of the hurricane. Things settled down during his administration. To some degree, he's still keeping certain things in place. Agree with him, disagree with him, like him, dislike him. The fact is a fact. You can see what happened during his years in office, and even from those years to the present, how he has still had an effect on this country. Positively, he is still slowing down the coming political system that will eventually evolve a different system than we have presently. It will come to pass. But Donald Trump is still, you might say, the pressure that is keeping that evil from just flooding this nation. That pressure that Donald Trump brings is holding back still to some degree the evil that will eventually overtake and swamp this country. It's just a matter of time. When will it happen? This year? Will Barry Satoru return this year before January 1st, 2025? Will he return to a position of power in this country once again? I don't see how he cannot return. Too many signs, too many things happening at the same time. By the way, I was going to mention that I had a call earlier from a friend, and he was listening to Alex Jones. They were talking about this, solar storms that are coming. And they're supposedly very severe. I don't know, it might be wise to maybe disconnect some of your sensitive computer hardware or your computers, maybe things that are sensitive that could possibly short out. Another thing is with these smart meters, they're very sensitive and they might catch fire. You might have a fire extinguisher handy just in case. It may be a nothing event, but then again, it could be. You do need fire extinguishers in your home anyhow. You should have at least two or three of them. Let's say three. One in the kitchen for these grease fires. One by your smart meter in case it should explode. And then probably one in the garage because you've got vehicles out there that are full of gas, just in case. So just in case, you might want to have, for all of your equipment, you might want to, if you don't have them on you plug into the wall and you plug everything into them, a surge protector, you might want to make sure you have good surge protectors. You can get the cheap ones. They're great to some degree. The more expensive ones have a little bit more protect, give you a little more protection. But anyhow, I really hate to discuss this matter of what is going to happen at this election or this election season, the changes that are going to take place. Kristi Noem out of South Dakota, she may be a possibility for Donald Trump. She is Pilgrim Society. Donald, stay away from her. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. And I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
In the book of Genesis, he wrote everything. He's God. But in the book of Genesis, Moses wrote that God would use the stars in the heaven, the moon, the sun, as signs. And here we had a major sign in April. We had the solar eclipse. The second one, in 7 years ago, we had a solar eclipse in 2017. Now we had a second solar eclipse, and the pattern was an X across this country. And I stated, I don't know if it was a couple of years ago, that this would be a sign. It's the pattern of the final letter in the Hebrew alphabet, Tav, Ta, Tav, different pronunciations. And with it, until this occurred, the coming change of, or the, I'll stop here and just rephrase it. In the book of Revelation, there is an empire, a great empire. And this great empire, the final empire, is going to be eventually the seat of the coming person that the Christian community calls Antichrist and a false prophet. The two work together. And there would be a sign that would have to occur, I believe, and until that sign took place, they could not come to power. Donald Trump, the seventh president, in a riddle in Revelation chapter 17, came to power 7 years ago. This was the first time the solar eclipse took place, shortly after he became president. And he is still president, and now the second solar eclipse took place. Now Donald Trump is going to have to exit the political world. And this coming administration with these two people that the Bible refers to as, we call them again, Antichrist and the false prophet, now they can come to power. Now they will be allowed to, in the near future, be revealed, especially the what we term Antichrist. We would, as American people, would recognize him as a former president, a president that had been in power, that had been removed from power, or was no longer in power, but would once again return to power. So now the solar eclipse, the X, has been marked over the United States. Judgment has been pronounced. The final plans for this country can begin to develop. And what will happen from this point into the future is continued hardship economically, socially. There will be more disruption in the society. The fabric of the society, which is the family, will continue to be destroyed. That fabric is, when you destroy the family relationships, you bring a curse upon a nation. Well, we are under a curse. The family, the underpinning of a society are the families. Well, in the book of Proverbs, it says there would come a time when the young people would not honor their father. They would not bless their mother. In other words, the children would actually be at war or full of hatred toward their parents. And you can see it's evident by just looking at these young people who don't work. They feel that mom and dad owe them. Mom and dad, because of divorces, for whatever reasons, the reason that they are in the mental state and the economic state that they're in is because of mom and dad. Well, we're in that generation where they curse their father, they will not bless their mother. We're here. It's not coming, it has arrived. And from this point on into the future, the only hope for the people of this country, and it's going to be individually, it's not going to be so much corporately as a society, it's going to be a belief, your personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, with the very God who created all things. Your relationship with Him is what is going to keep you stable. He will be there to help you, and He will be the one you can look to. He will be the rock in the future. This nation needs a rock, an anchor. He is that anchor. He is that rock. I'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360, KHNC.com for podcasts.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I wasn't prepared, but I knew I had to be strong.
When I was told about John's injury, I was in complete shock. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For thousands of severely injured veterans, everyday life is filled with barriers.
It was really the little things throughout the house.
Counters that you can't roll up to.
I had to drag my wheelchair down steps.
I want to help, but he is so determined.
At Homes for Our Troops, we build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and automatic door openers that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
This house has given me my family back.
To learn more, visit hfotusa.org.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Don't forget to join me Sunday from 9 to noon here on 1360KHNC.com. I'll finish out with just stating that what is happening presently are indicators with the war in Israel's war against her enemies in the surrounding area, in the region, with Russia and the United States at war in Ukraine, and Russia and China are actually working together in the Ukrainian war. China is supplying Russia with many things that are needed. With what is happening in the Far East, Xi Jinping is working desperately to unify the Asian sisters for the coming Armageddon War in about eight years plus 9 years. With the chaos in this country in the election season, a continuity of government is actively involved right now into destroying Donald Trump's run for election, run for the presidency a second time. He's still president, but he'll get a third term should he win, which he won't. These are the things that, and then with the starvation in the world taking place, with the rise in technology, with the introduction now in the momentum in the world of AI, all these signs are indicators. Somewhere in the past, I don't know exactly where, how long ago, months ago, I don't know exactly when, but we moved from 20 years out before Christ returned to 15 to 12 years to 10 years, and all of a sudden we hit a point where now we have now moved into the final decade. We are now in the final decade before Christ's return. All these signs are indicators pointing to one thing, that there is hard times to this country and harder times to the world. The wars are going to increase, the hatred increase, the Islam, the rise of Islam is now going to explode. These are the signs that we were to watch for. And the attack on the Jewish people is a big sign. And the attack on the Christian people, the true believers in Jesus Christ or Yeshua HaMashiach, will increase like never before. We are now in that time. We have, I don't know when we crossed into that 10-year period mark, but now we are inside that point. Have a wonderful night. Have a wonderful weekend. May the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, be with you tonight. May he be your peace over the weekend. We'll visit next week. Join me on Sunday, 9 to noon. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
You've probably been hearing me talk about Y-Refi for a while now. Y-Refi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-Y-REFI-24. That's 888-Y-REFI-24. Tell them Joe sent you.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins. Join